I could like wear a boa. You could call me Dick Eisen or something like that. I could come up with a persona.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
And dangerous Dick Eisen.
What do you, you know, what do you think? I'm shooting my shot. I'm going YOLO right here with Stephanie McMahon.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
You do sound like my 14-year-old daughter, though, YOLO.
Earlier on the show, host of Peacock's Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio. Co-host of Men in Blazers, Roger Bennett. Coming up, ESPN college football analyst, Todd McShay. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. We just did a lot on soccer, everybody, because it is a story that is absolutely capturing the entire world right now. It is something I didn't think I'd be talking about 10 days before an NFL draft. But one of the things that we did discuss with Roger Bennett of Men in Blazers and also with you is maybe college football could do this one day, where they basically get together the top programs in all the land and say, we are done playing in the SEC to have to take on Vanderbilt. We're done taking on Illinois. We should never have had Rutgers and Nebraska join us anyway in the Big Ten. What are we doing with most of the ACC? What do we got there? We're going to take our ball, says Oklahoma, Texas, Texas A&M, Alabama, Auburn, Georgia, so on and so forth. See ya. We're gone. Yeah, Florida State, we still remember the Bowden days. We'll take you too. What happens then? It's entirely possible. So that's part of the reason why we're keeping an eye on that. Because if football clubs are getting $400 million from J.P. Morgan Chase just to try this thing, I mean, what do you think? What do you think of schools thinking about that? Let's create our own NCAA. These people are screwing it all up in front of the Supreme Court. What the hell do we need to be a member there anyway?
Right.
I'm serious. Like, maybe that's what's going on. Some presidents get together, and all of a sudden you got Michigan is Liverpool, and the Ohio State is the Tottenham Hotspur. At any rate, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We are 10 days from the draft, and we are thrilled to have here on the Rich Eisen Show. Fresh off his umpteen .0 mock draft. My friend from ESPN, who, if I'm not mistaken, will be part of the ABC triple cast coverage from Cleveland, starting 10 days from today, our friend Todd McShay back here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, Todd?
I'm good, man. I'm confused. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, look, that's okay.
Is Hunter Long from BC or Pat Freiermuth from Penn State the number two tight end? I mean, that's all I can focus on right now.
You know what, Todd? That's good. That's what you need. This is it. This is your tax season, man. This is it. Like, this is, we got this coming up. I need you focused on Micah Parsons and everybody else, and I don't need
I'm
you to
locked
be
locked in.
You can't be talking about Leeds Football Club. Like, you can't be doing that.
No,
all right. So
no.
It's all good. Let's get into it right here. Your mock draft. You really think we got three quarterbacks going at the top, three in a row, and you have the 49ers taking Mac Jones. You think that's what they coughed up all of that draft capital to go get is Mac Jones of Alabama. Why?
I would take Trey Lance. I'm just going to be honest. I would take Trey Lance from North Dakota State. I think that he has the highest ceiling of the other quarterbacks after the top two, but I keep hearing, you know, the intel I keep getting is that Mac Jones is going to be the pick. And listen, I understand. Like, Kyle Shanahan wants a guy that he knows it, like he can understand the game, and he has the same like brain that he has, and he can just throw him out there. And if you look at the analytics, like from the pressure QBR to the blitz QBR to 21 plus yard QBR, Mac Jones has the best numbers, but he's not as athletic as Justin Fields or Trey Lance. And I don't know. I personally would take Lance, but Mac Jones makes a lot of sense, and that's what everyone keeps telling me.
Our colleague Bucky Brooks on Friday's show said that he refers to Mac Jones as Iron Man, where the suit makes him a superhero, and the suit is Alabama's staff and team, and that how many times did you look at Alabama and say Mac Jones was the best player on the field, and you don't trade all of that capital to go up and get somebody at the position who's not that speed? He used the word pedestrian when he talked about Mac Jones. So your evaluation is Lance is the best of the three remaining, not named Lawrence and Wilson. That's your evaluation on everything?
Correct. And then and then Fields would be fourth, and then Mac Jones would be fifth.
Wow. But you're hearing you're hearing otherwise it's going to be Jones.
I keep hearing it, but I it's hard to buy it, to be completely honest. You know, I keep looking at this, and I think about Kyle Shanahan watching Matt Ryan, you know, getting out of field goal position in the Super Bowl and losing that Super Bowl. And then watching Patrick Mahomes run around in the second half and extend plays with that mobility. And I know that he wants football intelligence, and I know what he's had before. But it just, to me, don't you want someone that you can develop and has a higher ceiling? So it's going to be fascinating to see. I mean, the draft really starts at three. We know the first two picks, you just mentioned them, but the draft really starts at three. And then you get to Atlanta at four, and I don't think they want to take a quarterback. I think they want to give Matt Ryan a weapon, but I think they're going to take a quarterback the more I study it, just because they know that they have to set themselves up for success for the next, 10 years, you know?
So before we get to that, though, just one last thing on this quarterback evaluation. Todd McShay of ESPN here on the Rich Eisen Show, 10 days before the NFL draft on ESPN, ABC, and then my coverage on NFL Network, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. What do you like about Lance? Because, again, there's a pro day, second pro day of his. And, again, we'll get some footage, but there's no live coverage of it, no wall-to-wall stuff right here. We know that Fields had a second shot at a pro day and did, according to Albert Breer, take requests from the coaching staffs that were there, like 10 plays being requested that he run and throw from NFL scouts and coaches who were there. What about Lance? What do you like about him for the one guy that perhaps few people have seen play?
He's built like a tight end. He's strong. He's so competitive. He extends plays. He has a big time arm. His biggest issue is that he mechanically, his footwork is not where it needs to be. And footwork equals ball placement. I mean, that's how it works. So he needs to go somewhere where he can probably sit for a year. And that's why I think San Francisco at three makes sense. Atlanta at four makes sense, where you can sit behind a Jimmy Garoppolo for a year or a Matt Ryan and have the time to work on the things that he needs to work on. He started 17 games, Rich, at the FCS level. But you just, when I watch him, I see so much potential. I just think that he has a chance to be a star in the league, but he needs the right development.
Todd McShay here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's get into what the Falcons are thinking at four. And you said, you know, you think they're going to take a quarterback. On your mock, though, you have them doing what I think they should do. You got Matt Ryan for 2 years on a contract, at least, that you have redone and know it'll be so expensive to get out of it. You got Julio Jones. When he's healthy, he's still Julio Jones. Calvin Ridley is stupendous. You put Kyle Pitts there, go to work and see who can beat you 40-30. Go for it. And Arthur Smith, the offensive mindset that he can bring to the equation here. It's just too much to pass up, because when Ryan's done, you got Pitts there as a Hall of Fame potential talent for the next guy, with Ridley, I might add, for a long time to come. What do you think?
Pitts? I've been doing this for 20 years, Rich, and I've never given a tight end a grade this high. I mean, that's how different he is. And listen, like, you can call him a wide receiver in a tight end's body, whatever you want to do. But his wingspan, his ability to get off the press, his ability to separate with his feet, and then to go up and make contested catches, in addition to making yards after contact and yards after catch, it's rare. You don't find a guy like that. So, you match him up with Julio and Calvin Ridley, and all of a sudden now you're giving your organization a chance to make a run the next couple of years. And I know Matt Ryan's not going to be there forever, but he's been durable. He's been productive. We know he can still play the game. I would go Kyle Pitts, but I also know that the organization is looking at it and saying, all right, we're not planning to draft at number four again. We plan on being, a playoff team. So it's a very difficult decision, but I think there's no question the first three picks are going to be quarterbacks. San Francisco didn't move up from 12 to 3 to take a linebacker or a guard or they're taking a quarterback. So do you take that fourth quarterback? Are you in love with that guy? Or do you take the best non-quarterback on the board, and that's Kyle Pitts?
And then you've got at 6 and 7, the Dolphins having the choice of a wide receiver not named Ja'Marr Chase, who you have the Bengals hooking up once again with Joe Burrow. Why do you think Devontae Smith over Jalen Waddle is that choice right there?
That one's tough. I'll be honest. It's really tough. And it was tough coming off this past season because it was recency bias. Because I have never seen a receiver have such a successful season in college football as Devontae Smith had. And Jalen Waddle goes down. And I had to go back to 2019 and study the tape on Ja'Marr Chase from LSU and what he did. I mean, he set single-season records for the SEC in terms of receiving yards and receiving touchdowns when he had Joe Burrow there. And so Ja'Marr Chase, to me, is physically the most gifted wide receiver in this group. Devontae Smith is Marvin Harrison. We've talked about this before. He's silky smooth. He knows how to get open. He's not afraid to do the dirty work. And then you look at Jalen Waddle, and he's the most explosive player in the country the last 2 years. And I'm talking, screen game, quick game, run after catch, and also the vertical game, too. So you're talking about three receivers that are elite prospects. But I think it goes Chase, and then it's a kind of a tiebreaker between Devontae Smith and Jalen Waddle. And I could understand if you go Waddle over Smith, but I would personally go Smith over Waddle just based solely on what we've seen. But again, like in the first four games last year when Waddle was healthy, he had 13 fewer catches and 74 more yards. I mean, think about that. 13 fewer catches, 74 more yards. Like, that's how explosive he is.
And then as we matriculate down your mock here, Todd McShay of ESPN, you have Christmas coming early because you had the Lions taking whoever's not Smith or Waddle. Then you've got Patrick Sertan dropping to or the choice of Carolina, which means J.C. Horn is the guy at 10 for the Cowboys, but you have Trey Lance dropping to the Broncos, and then Justin Fields falling out of the top 10 for the Patriots to go up and grab, with Micah Parsons still sitting there for the Eagles and Penei Sewell for the Chargers. I mean, like, that is Christmas coming early for every team that I mentioned.
Some teams are going to get lucky, right?
Right, and there. All of them.
If the first four teams are quarterbacks, then yes, you only have one more quarterback, and it could be Justin Fields. And does he go 9 to Denver, or does New England trade up from 15 to 8, or get in position to go get him? That's the part that I struggle with. But you have five quarterbacks that are likely to go in the first 10, 12 spots, and you have four pass catchers, including Kyle Pitts, that are likely to go in the first 10 spots as well. So everyone else gets pushed back. From the offensive tackles, Penei Sewell from Oregon, Rashawn Slater from Northwestern, the corners, Patrick Sertan from Alabama, J.C. Horn from South Carolina, Caleb Farley from Virginia Tech. Like, all these guys get pushed back because there's such value in the quarterbacks and the pass catchers.
Well, I'll tell you what, for the Eagles to, tank game 256 to get up to the sixth spot, because let's be honest, and then for them to be able to trade back to 12, get more picks for next year, and still get Micah Parsons, who I know is not the wideout that Eagles fans have been flipping out over or look, right. I don't think Pitts would have lasted till six anyway. But I, you know, and a kid from Penn State to just basically, you know, move a little bit east to play his professional football, they would, that would be a hell of a pick. And then the Chargers to get the guy, the best tackle to protect their unicorn quarterback who has shown himself to be a unicorn. My gosh, that would be amazing. But put it all together, though, Justin Fields, what? Do you really think Belichick's going to trade up from 15? Or he's just going to have to wait till Fields drops close enough for him to be able to swallow that concept?
I don't think that he's going to trade up. But every time I think I know what Bill's going to do, he does the opposite. You know, and this year has been so different with the amount of money he spent in free agency, right? And it's just, I think he's, they didn't make the playoffs. They've had extra time to self-evaluate. And they realized that, all right, Brady's gone. We can't make up for all these sins that we've been making up for all these years with Tom Brady. So we've got to bring in talent. They bring in two tight ends. They bring in two receivers. They bring in the edge guys. You know, like they spent more money than any team has ever spent in free agency history. And so while in 20 years, two decades, that they have not used a first-round pick on a quarterback, but they had Brady the whole time. So why would you? So I wonder if they're going to make the move up. My gut tells me they're not going to. They're going to stay home, and maybe it's Micah Parsons. Maybe it's one of these defensive players. But they're doing everything differently than they've done in years past. And so I'm so intrigued to see what New England does at that 15 pick, or if they move up, or if they stay home or move back, which they typically do.
And then in the last third of your mock, Todd McShay, before I let you go, we see two stallion running backs going back-to-back. You have the Jets at 23rd overall getting Travis Etienne, and then the Steelers jumping on Najee Harris. That would be, oh boy, would Steeler Nation love that kid from Alabama. And if this does happen, that means the Jets were one loss to the Rams away, one loss to, I guess, to the Rams and Browns away from getting both, you know, Trevor Lawrence and Travis Etienne, to getting both Clemson kids from the offense,
I know,
and
right?
Bringing them to New York. Why do you think they would choose Etienne over Harris? And walk me through that that pair right
it's
there.
A tough call. I actually have Najee Harris rated ahead of Travis Etienne.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Joe Douglas, the GM and that organization, I think they want more explosiveness. And Etienne is a little bit more explosive. He's the accelerator, I call him. He's just like his one cut and go. And all of a sudden now you match him up with Zach Wilson, who they're going to take at number two. And you've got a backfield that is explosive and can create after the initial play. But I would have no problem with them taking Najee Harris, because Najee was 235 pounds dancing around for the first two or three years at Alabama. And then this past year, he turned into a pounder. And he also, with Steve Sarkisian, the offensive coordinator, he became more of a weapon in the passing game. Both of these guys did. If you go and look at the stats, Etienne and Harris caught, I think, almost double the amount of passes that they caught their first 3 years in their final season. So these guys have developed as running backs, and they're ready for the NFL. And I'm not in love with taking a running back in the first round, but if you're going to take a guy, he's got to be on the field all three downs. And both of these guys, Etienne and Harris, can be on the field all three downs in the NFL.
Todd McShay, I am personally excited for you. You know, I'm one of those folks out there who, you know, knows that there's competition, don't mind talking about it and promoting it, you know. I don't, you know, I'm also an NFL guy, and you know, the NFL has the draft on three different networks, including my own, but I'm happy for you. Last year, you missed this because of COVID, and I couldn't be more thrilled for you to get out there, do your thing, pound a table, you know, have your time. You're on ABC, correct? You're going to be part of the ABC coverage?
I'm on ABC with Reese Davis, Kirk Herbstreit, and Desmond Howard. And I can't wait, man. I waited 20 years to get on the first night of the NFL draft, and then I got COVID. And I have been grinding ever since to just get to this point. And I honestly, I can't wait. I'm so excited.
I am fired up for you. I am fired up for you. Thanks for the time here. Keep looking for my call, Todd. I'm going to make it. And thanks.
I appreciate it, bud.
You got it. That's Todd McShay here on the Rich Eisen Show. He will be on the ABC coverage. And then there's Reese Davis with him. So I'm excited for him. And so that's the ABC coverage. And he said he waited 20 years to get on the first night of the draft. That's 3 more years than I've been on the first night of the draft. Is he off?
He's off. He's off.
I was waiting for that.
Wow.
No, I am excited for him. Wow. Can you imagine? Yeah. I remember last year he had got COVID. He had to sit down. It hit him hard too. Yeah. And I'm glad to see him.
Big time.
Is that the way also you do mock drafts? Like I think they should do something else, but I think this is what they're going to do. That's what you got to do.
Yeah. Or a shrug emoji.
I've done that.
At number 5.
Who knows?
I think they'll take Jamar Chase.
Yeah, I think so too.
Again, Bill's going to be like Braveheart. Horses are coming.
Yeah.
Arrows are in the air. They're coming. And he's screaming to hold.
And if they drop.
And if he drops, he's going to go.
Go for it.
5 spots. Not a lot. Or 4 if he falls to the Giants. Call Joe Judge. Hey, Joe. Remember me?
Hey, buddy.
I got a 2 for you. I got a 2 or I got a 3 and a 5. What do you think? What do you want? Okay, great. Thanks. Bye. Hey, Justin. It's Bill. Ready to be a Patriot? You'd be so fired up. Could you imagine? And then he
learn
sits
from
there.
Cam for a year. Sit, relax, watch Cam, do the thing.
Oh, baby.
Let's go.
Oh, boy.
2022, rock and roll.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. Are you saying there is an information individual in the NFL with a sterling reputation who says, hold the phone on the Jets and Zach Wilson?
It's like the Leo GIF. Like,
and Zion wants to be a Nick, baby. Hey, folks, it's time for the NFL draft, which means for me, I need a good night's sleep because if I don't have one, I'm just not myself. You know the deal. You know exactly how important it is to have quality sleep. It's a game changer for all of us. So Sleep Number helps me. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's setting is 70. We both get a great night's sleep because we could adjust the firmness of our mattress on each side. Improve your quality sleep because Sleep Number learns how you sleep thanks to their smart beds and provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Lots going on in the world of sport. Is that what we have to say?
Sport.
Now that there's a lot of European action going on. All right. Ready for that, Chris Brockman? Let's get a news update right here on the Rich Eisen Show.
And now, with a report of the day's news from the world of sports and entertainment, someone who is not a journalist or newsman by any definition of the word whatsoever,
It's Chris Brockman.
Hi, Christopher. What do you have over there?
Okay, Rich. For a while, we've been thinking, what? The Jets are taking Zach Wilson, right?
Oh, my God. Hold on a second. Before you get into it, what did I tell you, TJ Jefferson? What did I tell you?
That
what? I told you.
I'm sorry, because you
I know that. Yeah, no,
there's been a lot of Jet stuff.
I told you that there was going to be a period before the draft where maybe they're not going to take Zach Wilson right. after all.
Well,
leading me to
pretty...
be so excited. And like we're all literally studying the history of the Mormon religion, trying to get up to speed on Utah and BYU and all of it. Now I told you something like this was coming. I don't know who it is or saying what, but go for it, Chris.
Okay, Jason Lockenfor's column today that dropped about an hour ago. A longtime AFC executive told him.
Oh, please.
Are we all sure Wilson is going second? Is that written in stone somewhere? Seriously, have they come out and said it? Maybe Wilson is the pick, but you can't tell me he is an absolutely better prospect than Fields. We would take Fields there at 2. What if they do take Fields? Then San Francisco takes Wilson. Then New England comes up to 4 and gets Jones. There's no way that could happen.
Who is this unnamed AFC executive?
Just saying.
Longtime AFC executive.
Longtime AFC executive.
Named William Belichick?
I'm the general manager of the New York Jets.
No, it's not Isaac. He hasn't been around for a while.
Look, until that car gets turned in.
Stop it.
Hey,
stop it.
I'm just saying.
We would take Fields over Zach Wilson. Okay, got it.
You wouldn't? I mean, you wouldn't.
I don't know.
You're asking me, what did you say? I'm
my
like,
emotions
I was
are
so
a puddle of liquid.
I was so
sitting
confused,
in
Chris.
A drink called the draft. And I want that milkshake drank in 10 days with the right choice.
I drink your milkshake.
Okay?
I drink it up.
Do
you understand? Because otherwise, there will be blood.
Sorry, Rich Eisen.
That's why I was confused when you said, what did I think? I was like,
what did I tell you?
I don't know.
I told you there was going to be something coming out. I just got to stay the course. The kid
focused,
is apparently
right?
generationally
blinders,
talented.
Blinders, man.
Number
blinders.
Of people that say it's Trevor Lawrence, he's 1A. 1A. There's one blinders. In 1A. He's 1A.
Yeah. It's all good.
Man, it feels good not to have to worry about a quarterback,
Zach's
man.
Fifth Avenue. You got
Zach,
this.
Goldman Zachs.
You got this. Is he funding the new Super
He's
League?
He's funding yeah. the new Super Golden League Jacks. Of Jet Superstars.
All right, as we started the show, Alex Smith retired after 16 seasons in the National Football League, former number one overall pick, former Kansas City Chief quarterback. The current Kansas City Chief quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, met the media today. He was, of course, asked about Alex Smith.
Just a tremendous guy, obviously a great player. Dealt with adversity throughout his career and always seemed to come on top and to be the better from it. And someone that he's dealt with different coaches, he's dealt with different systems, and he's always had success. And then obviously with the injury that he had, to be able to come back and lead his team into the playoffs, it shows the type of man that he is, the type of team player that he is. And I'm just grateful for the time that I had with him that really developed me to be the quarterback that I am today.
Love Patrick Mahomes. It's great.
That's great.
Don't forget, Patrick Mahomes sat the first 16 weeks of his rookie season. Week 17, wet his beak a little bit, dipped his toe into the AFC West pool. First career start in Denver, Colorado. We saw a lot of the magic.
Washington football team also released a statement from Ron Rivera about Alex Smith. Want to congratulate Alex Smith on a great career. The ultimate professional, one of the finest leaders I've ever had the privilege to coach.
That's nice.
Resilience and work ethic. Serve an example for our team as we continue to build a winning program here in Washington.
Have we heard from Jim Harbaugh yet?
We have not heard from
him. Because Alex Smith eats too much chicken?
Jim Harbaugh.
What else?
Let's continue on Mahomes. You know, he had off-season toe surgery right after the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Talked about that and how he's progressing.
I think I'm ahead of schedule myself. I mean, obviously, we're trying to be cautious and not push me out there too soon. But I'm doing what I can. I've gotten out of the boot finally. It took forever. And now I'm trying to get back on the field and get that stuff working. And so I'm sure they'll keep me along that same pathway to I can be able to hopefully do some stuff by the end of the offseason.
Very good. I also saw that Brady made an appearance on the old Step and Repeat last night for Bruce Arians' local charity outing.
Oh, yesterday, nice.
And said his knee is doing well.
Yeah, Brady had a little cleanup.
Brady was out there for Arians last night, so was Gronk. It's good to see them raising some money for Coach B.A. down there.
Bucks are going to run it back.
Yeah, well, they are.
I mean, run back the trophy.
Okay.
All right. North Dakota State football starting to tweet out some Trey Lance videos.
Yep.
There was no media on hand, but the 49ers, Falcons, Patriots, and Broncos in attendance.
Yeah, makes sense.
Second Trey Lance pro day. Dan Graziano from ESPN saying the 49ers were, quote, extremely involved in this workout.
What does that mean?
It means they kind of had a hand in administering and, you know, what he was doing out there.
Is that right? Where Trey's like, again, passed, he makes this throw, great throw. Makes that throw, great throw. Now all of a sudden he's walking over to Mike Shanahan. He hands him a piece of paper. Shanahan opens it up. If you like me, check this box.
Some of these videos on NDSU's football Twitter, slow-mo, like phantom cam, play action.
What are you, they don't have equipment in North Dakota? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying he looks phenomenal. Well,
what do you think? They can't get the equipment up there?
I don't know why this wasn't on NFL Network.
Just make sure everyone understand this. It's bison, by the way. Bison.
Bison.
Like Eisen, bison. It's not bison. That's bison. How they call it. That's what bison? They call it. I made that mistake once. Just everyone understand. And they do have fancy television equipment up there.
Bison meat? It's not bison meat.
Trey Lance is coming. No, it's bison.
It's bison meat?
Yeah. What are you so surprised about? He hasn't said a word all show.
That's what you chime in on?
No, what? Bison?
I thought of food.
Comes, like perked up.
Yeah, here comes Trey Lance. The 49ers, very extremely involved. I'm telling you.
The New York Jets.
Somebody has 10 more days to get a pro day and one more. Who wants it? Who wants
me
it?
And
who
Brock
wants to show they mean it? They who wants to show they
want
a pro day?
Me and Brock.
Every day is a pro day for you guys.
True.
Oh, are you saying that there's an amateur day every other day?
What if Trevor Lawrence is like, I'm going to have a pro day?
Why not?
One more.
What if the Jets take Trey Lance?
What if the Jets take Trey Lance? Don't do this to the man.
Rich is literally.
It's okay.
He's already talked himself into Zach Wilson.
It's
like,
okay.
It's good.
It's just okay. Saying. It's okay. The Yankees have a worse record than the Mets because the Mets can't play games.
Okay. Hey, weather is right. Not our friend right now.
All right. So I get it. He's feeling it. He's got 9 other teams to help him through it all.
Sure.
Clippers looking good. Sixers looking good.
Great.
Cowboys, I think they should trade up to get Kyle Pitts. He's so upset that I've been doing that. I'm going to keep talking about him like he's not here, okay. The microphone that he could talk into.
Rich, I want to get you even more fired up. Okay, the Knicks are the 6th seed right now.
Yes. They won 6 in a row.
31-27. They're on fire. Yeah. They beat the Pelicans yesterday.
Not the Pelican.
And did you guys hear what Zion had to say afterwards? Ooh. Oh my goodness, roll tape.
Hey Zion, I know it's a different, you know, experience now, but what was it like to finally get to play in the Garden in the pros?
I'm glad you asked that, actually. I mean, New York is the mecca of basketball. I love playing here. When I played here in college, and this is my first time playing here in the pros, and I mean, this atmosphere, you know, whether they're cheering for you, whether they're booing for you, it's amazing. Honestly, I think outside of New Orleans, obviously, I think this might be my favorite place to play outside of New Orleans. I can't even lie to you. I can't lie to you.
He just all do respect in New Orleans.
We can't do it outside. You can't say outside of New Orleans in the middle of all that.
You can't.
So here's the thing. He said that, and all Nick fans are just losing their minds.
Losing their minds.
So I did some digging.
Okay.
I did some digging.
Okay. You know, his college teammate, R.J. Barrett.
Is already there. It's a very simple call. I did some digging. He's got to play 2 more years before he can make this decision himself.
Okay.
So he's got 2 more years left in the Pelicans. I looked it up. 2 things. 1, he does actually listen to awful jazz music played by some schmecky guy who's rich enough to create his own band and go on tour like people actually want to see him.
Okay.
That's number 1. And number 2, the Knicks have already petition the NBA to put his photograph on season ticket requests to the fans who aren't accused of being drunk and thrown out of the arena. I looked into it. Okay.
That was smart.
Right?
Yeah,
those are 2 things the Knicks are trying to get ready to have him come, because to find somebody that young and talented who still thinks Madison Square Garden is the mecca of basketball after all that we've seen in said Mecca for the last 15, 20 years, somebody actually is that young and talented and likable and lovable and that good to think that of the Mecca that it used to be right now, that is something the Knicks definitely would appreciate. And it is going to be what, I mean, I can't wait, sadly, to see him actually go through with it and have Dolan suck the energy out of the building anyway. Because he'll be able to come back with somebody who's got, you know, seats next to him.
Yep.
And he'll bring his friends and he'll have his cup of coffee there. And I cannot wait till the 90-year-old Dolan has Zion thrown out of the building 25 years from now. That's my take on it. But Knicks have won six in a row.
Six in a row.
It's really good. Yeah. It's really good. The Mecca of basketball. It's remarkable that someone that young feels that way. He also was wearing a shot of Jordan on his shirt.
Yeah.
Maybe he wants to go to Chicago too. I don't know.
He was beaming.
I know that.
He lit up like
I know.
David Shaw talking about Kyle Pitts.
He was giddy.
Like
he was giddy.
He's going.
Michael loved showing out in New York. As we all know, it's the 1-year anniversary of the debut of The Last Dance today.
Yeah.
And so we all know Michael loved going to the Mecca of New York. We know LeBron, Kobe had that all-star game moment where he waved Karl Malone off the blocks. You know, Mecca of New York in the 70s, and we all know Patrick was there.
Of course.
And then we all know The Last Dance happened. And then ever since then, it's been Carmelo for 1 year and Phil Jackson coming in and not doing what he was supposed to do. I mean, I could go. I'm on the periphery of getting pulled in and sucked in. I'm just going to sit here and say
you're
this.
Flying around.
Zion is going to be great in whatever Nick uniform they decide to put him in, because there's 15 of them now, and they wear the white ones on the road, and I see
that.
Julius Randle wearing Bernard King's number, and it's still freaking me out.
He's playing like
Bernard. He's playing very well, and you know they seem to have the right pieces together to put together a 6-game winning streak to put them 4 games over 500.
Six seed.
They're going to be, hey, look, here we go. Here we go.
Yeah, playoff team.
And maybe, you know, the Mecca will return.
With Zion.
Right? But I did confirm the Knicks are trying to put him on season ticket brochures, just like they did Durant.
Yeah.
And on top of it, he does have a Spotify playlist, Bad Songs, All Dolan is what it's called.
Clean version. Clean.
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 Clean. Yes. The dirty version is out there on 7th Avenue when somebody tries to call Dolan out for sucking. Will I ever be allowed back in Madison Square Garden?
Not a chance.
Probably not. Yep. How hype, though?
All Knicks fans are like, Zion wants to come. He and RJ are going to be great.
Emmanuel
Quickley's very good. I mean, they have put together a nice team, and the coach
knows
what he's doing.
Zion is dominating.
I do see
it.
He's
so good.
I see it.
Biggie, like, I mean, to quote Zion, like, Biggie's, I've got a story to tell at the very end when Biggie's like, two words, I'm gone. That's Zion.
Hey, look, no, hold on a second now. No, hold on a second. I'll pound the table here. What if, you know, the next 2 years, they actually put the team together and he starts winning basketball games?
New Orleans?
Please, come on.
Maybe.
Come on.
Maybe.
He's just his first game. He's a young kid. He's seeing Madison Square Garden. He did grow up seeing all of this stuff, I guess.
34-9 yesterday.
Was he born yet when LJ hit that three-pointer and one? Was he born yet?
He never saw the
that
big L.
That was the
L
last
action.
Time the Garden shook.
He never saw this.
You know what I mean? I don't understand where he's picked it up from. So good. That's why the Knicks got to get him.
He's a student of the game.
Because every other star athlete's like, man, I don't need to go there. I could still make my shoe money.
You watched a Billy Joel concert, maybe.
Come on.
There you go. Wait,
so that was 99, the four-point play,
yet.
Right?
He wasn't born yet.
Not
when was the last time the Garden shook like that?
Zion was born July 6, 2000.
That 1 year the current coach of Indiana basketball took Carmelo to the playoffs when they were one and done? Is that the last time?
Yeah.
Got anything else over there?
What if
Jets aren't going to take Zach Wilson? And I'm just not taking this cheese. Although I will say this, and then I'll be done.
Okay.
Then I'll be done. I will say this, and I'll be done.
Okay.
Zion signing with the Knicks would make me think twice. I would definitely would root for the team. I wouldn't go back in there. I
can't would you buy Kupa Zion Knicks jersey?
He wouldn't want it because he's got his Tatum Celtics. I mean, oh, he's a Celtic. My youngest son is a Celtic.
You get Taylor at Zion on the Knicks.
He's not there yet.
Yeah, but
he'll be hanging next to Reed up there in the rafters one night.
Get your 2024-25 season tickets right
now. It'll be Reed. Something to believe in.
Michael, come on the list right now.
Reed and Eddie Jockerman and Zion.
And Billy Joel.
And Billy Joel, yeah.
Are you done?
The Chet Holmgren, the number one ranked high school player in the country, is going to Gonzaga.
Going to Gonzaga. Are you serious? The top recruit is now going to Gonzaga.
Yep. Going to Gonzaga.
Look at what's happening
7 feet 1 inch
Look
tall.
At that.
He's very good at basketball.
Okay.
He's a tall kid.
All right. We'll take a break. There's one item up for bids here that we have not hit.
Ooh.
And it involves the sandwich that I ate every single day for lunch when I was from third grade all the way through to high school. Let's talk Game Time. Boy, do we love using Game Time tickets at the Rich Eisen Show. And every single time I've been watching the basketball playoffs on TV, I've been wondering what it would be like to be at these games. And when you choose your tickets on Game Time, you can see the view from your seat, where the court is, where you are in relation to it. And then the all-in prices, that's my favorite feature. The all-in prices makes sure that you see the lowest price guarantee and also know exactly how much everything costs all in before you purchase. So all the guesswork is removed when you buy playoff tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Fun show today with Mike Florio, Roger Bennett. I feel for him, Todd McShay, and so much more. Lewis Riddick is going to be on the show tomorrow. So is Kevin Stefanski, the coach of the Cleveland Browns. He will be joining us on this program.
Nice.
So did you said there was some news about the World Series of Poker that's going on?
Yeah, so the World Series of Poker has been on ESPN since 2002.
Right.
Poker Go, which kind of produces all the productions, they just signed a deal with CBS Sports Network.
So it'll be on CBS?
So it'll be on CBS Sports Network,
okay.
And Paramount Plus, their new streaming
platform. Okay.
Which is coming later this summer.
They're going to call it 2.5 Hands. Thank you.
Funny show.
Funny show. It's not a good joke. I thought it's a good joke. The joke.
It's daddish, but it's fine.
Is it daddish? I don't know what it is.
You guys remember that
young Sheldon can't? He's not old enough to play. I'm just trying to see how they're gonna mix it together.
Is Iron Eagle gonna
Romo?
Body, 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 body.
I mean, by the way, Romo calling the final table would be
great,
amazing.
Because then he would know what's about to happen.
Tony,
here comes a jack on the flop.
Boom.
Right. You guys remember that Dane Cook movie, Good Luck Chuck?
Yes.
All right, so you remember the premise of that movie?
Yeah.
It was like every woman that Dane Cook hung out with, the next dude she
would be her husband.
Was her husband. And I was starting to think, Alex Smith, right? The last two teams he played for, the quarterback that he kind of mentored,
yes,
led them to a Super Bowl with Kaepernick and Mahomes. So does that mean that Taylor Heineke might lead the Washington football team
maybe to
a Super Bowl?
There you go. Good question.
Great theory.
Just something to think about.
As you know, I think Washington's a team to beat with Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah. And that defense. But he didn't monitor Fitzpatrick. Mentor, I should say, Fitzpatrick. He mentored Heineke.
Fitzpatrick was drafted in that draft in 2005. He's
oh
still
my
around.
Gosh.
That is unbelievable.
Peter in Texas has been hanging on a long time, wanted to talk about my favorite sandwich growing up. What's up, Peter?
Hey, Rich. Hey, everybody. Happy Monday.
Same
hey,
up, man.
Hey, brother. So, I don't know if you guys know, but Drew Brees
last night posted a Instagram picture of his discovery of the grilled peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So while it's a great sandwich, I have an issue with the picture because for some reason the two slices of bread he used are different sizes, and then he put the smaller slice at the bottom of the photo.
Yeah, that's so, definitely an that's unbalanced.
Texas toast.
Well, I mean, maybe
he
liked an unbalanced line. I don't know. Maybe he always appreciated that. It's a matchup nightmare, which he always appreciates, I imagine. But where are the grill marks, though? It's not like, I don't know.
It just feels weird. Well, my guess is he's working through the loaf of bread, and he ends up at the end where it's just, one piece of the middle, and then the end piece is kind of dry, and then he just kind of has to roll with it.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know what that is. Or does bread shrink on a grill? I don't know. I've never tried it. I have no idea. Good point. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Grilled peanut butter.
By the way, Peter hung on for like 2.5 hours for that point, and I bless him for that. He listened the entire show on hold.
That's awesome.
Has anyone tried that?
I have not.
I've never done that.
I'm not a fan of hot peanut butter.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Hot jelly. It doesn't look like a grape situation either. I mean,
I don't know what that was. I like peanut butter banana.
No, that's grape. That is grape. But look at that. The it's melted peanut butter. Although the bread does look like it is absolutely drenched in butter.
Oh yeah,
that thing is thick toast too.
That's like a thick toast. But the bottom one is a smaller slice.
That's weird.
It's almost like it's a round slice. It's not, but it's. It looks like
a coaster.
The thing is, the top is just so big comparatively.
it's like a mushroom.
It makes it look silly.
Good point. A little top heavy.
A little top heavy. It's all good.
Boy, I love peanut butter and jelly. And I'll say this, and I know normally this lights up a phone line quite a bit, and I'm saying it at the end of the program. Uh-oh. I had a choice the other day.
Between?
Starting a new loaf of Ezekiel bread.
Or
using the last end.
Oh, you went to the end.
I sure did.
Of course.
Use that.
Waste I made a grilled whatnot. Cheese end and sandwich the
got
other
nothing
day.
To do with wasting. I think, and it was a substantial slice.
With the end?
Oh, the end was like a, it wasn't like one of those little, it wasn't the
forgotten piece.
No, it was like a substantial slice with a nice bottom that could be, an excellent base for the almond butter and bananas I put on top of it. Mm. I'm on a cleanse, guys. I got four more days to go.
But you ran already, right?
Yeah, I did run, but I'm finishing it.
I like that. Okay. I like that, Rich.
Get a pizza tonight.
Yeah.
Treat yourself.
I have four more days to go.
I started a commitment.
It's a 21-day cleanse. I made a commitment.
That's what's
I'm running through the end.
Who cares? What for?
I'm running straight through the end. Wait till you hear who I ran with this weekend. I cannot at all wait to tell anybody. Bursting.
Can we dangle it?
Usain Bolt.
No, I ran with him at the Super Bowl a couple years ago. Pardon me for...
So many people you've run with, it's hard for me to...
Pardon me for saying. Oh, I ran with him at the Super Bowl. But I cannot wait to tell you where it happened and how much money we've already raised for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. That's coming. I've got a call in like a half an hour to talk about the unwrapping of this caper that we pulled off over the weekend.
Fantastic.
But I can tell you it's going to air on NFL Network the third day of the draft.
Okay.
Usually when we're stumping the truck and everything like that, we got it all going. Got it all going. I could not be more happy. I just think we're just this latest iteration of Run Rich Run is a lot better paired than those two slices of bread that Drew Brees put his peanut butter and jelly sandwich on.
Those were not.
You said you couldn't be more happy.
It's a first effort.
You're going to be very happy after night one of the draft.
It's a first effort. That's all. Got to grow. Got to crawl before you walk, before you run.
True that.
Justin Fields to the Jets.
Trey Lance to the New York Football Jets.
What? You guys.
Kyle
Zion Perry. Williamson to the Brooklyn Nets. We all know it's going to happen.
True that.
Mike Florio, Roger Bennett, and Todd McShay, thank you. We'll see you Tuesday.